Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
So, yeah, so I got a message I want to share here about, let's see here, 27. I'm just looking at the time, and this is going to be for my radio show. Many of you are dealing with, and that's Eastern time, okay? So many of you are dealing with life troubles and things that are going on. And I don't really like to call them troubles or accidents, because Yah has a plan and He knows what's best for us, right? But a lot of people contact me with things that are going on in their life, or something that happened to a close one to them. And it just doesn't always happen to bad people. Often it doesn't happen to people that aren't following Yahweh. It seems like believers in this world are thriving in many different areas, but believers are struggling. And Yeshua never promised we would never suffer. He said we would never have to suffer alone. We would never have to deal with things alone or be alone. You know, but, you know, there's a difference between suffering and suffering well. But we have to understand that the Bible is the word of Yahweh. And Yahweh talks about this world and the troubles that are in this world, but we are not to be, we'll be in this world, but not part of this world, as it says. And we have to remember during these times, with the brainwashing by the media and everything else, and people running to the media and all the things of the media, we have to remember who our refuge is. So this is a reminder to you right now, to remind you where our refuge lies. You know, it says in the word of Yahweh, our Creator, who gave us life and everything, not just in the past and the present, but in the future, paving the path for us, giving us everything, says in His word, Psalms 46:1, for the director of music of the sons of Korah, according to Amos, a song. Yahweh is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. So I want you to understand that, because you know, there's a song I remember years ago. It said, when the going get tough, the tough get going. Well, you know, when the true believers, or when the false believers, when times get hard, those are the ones that don't rely on Yahweh. We need to understand Yahweh is our refuge and our strength, as it says. Our refuge and our strength. Ever-present help when we're in trouble. You know, we make mistakes, and there are other reasons why we get ourselves in situations that aren't ideal for us. And sometimes it's our fault. Sometimes it's not. There are other reasons. The bottom line is, when you're dealing with stuff, when you're going through hard times, you know, there's only certain things you want to hear. So we have to prepare ourselves well enough when things are good, when things are well, and convince ourselves about these things. In the scriptures, in Nahum 1, verse 7, it says, Yahweh is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knows them that trust in Him. You see, there's a difference between a believer and a make-believer. A lot of people could put on a show. They could even convince themselves that they trust in Yahweh. But when trouble comes, who do they run to? Where is their real trust lie? Is it in the systems of man? Or is it in our Creator? And these are things that we need to think about here. Our refuge, where we run to. When you're a little kid and something goes wrong, usually you would run to your mother, right? You would run to your mother. Maybe when you grew up, you'd run to your father. But then we start getting into this worldly habit of relying on ourselves for everything. I mean, some people might use the word selfish because it's all about us, right? We rely on ourselves, we supply ourselves, we give, but the scriptures talk about selfish and humility, and it talks about the opposite of that. And it talks about having a helper, and it talks about not relying on yourself, but we have a helper to help us get through these times. Remember, as we're reading this and we're discussing this, it doesn't say we're not going to have troubles. It doesn't say we're not going to go through hard times. But what it does say and promise us is, in a day of trouble, a true believer will trust in Yahweh, and Yahweh should be the refuge where we run to. Where we run to. And I'm giving you this message today because I know a lot of you want to, you know, put on your best so-called outfit. You want to shave your face and wash your face and comb your hair and act like life is good and things are going great. But I know many of you are struggling. And it's sometimes difficult to make clear understanding why Yahweh would let us as believers go through these different things. You know, but we have to remember what he says. Psalms 9, verse 9 and 10 says, Yahweh is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you. For you, Yahweh, have never forsaken those who seek you. So we need to be honest with ourselves and ask ourselves, are we truly seeking him? Yes, it's great to praise him when things are wonderful. But when things aren't great, are we truly seeking him and trusting him? And sometimes we just got to say, it's in Yahweh's hands. There's nothing I can do under my control. There have been situations recently where I've said something, whether it's in business or my personal life, that I can't take back. I mean, I've said it, whether I was negotiating something with work or something, I've said, I can't take it back. And I would really, in the past, beat myself up about something like that. Why did I do that? How dumb can I be and all? But no, talking negative about these things isn't going to help. Learning from my mistakes will help. But I come to find a place of peace and say to myself, well, it's in Yahweh's hands now. It's in Yahweh's hands. And then to pray to Yahweh that he would do what he does in taking something bad and turn it around for something good. Taking my mistakes and my errors and just doing something good out of that situation. And I have to learn to trust in him at all times, not myself, not my own understanding, as it says in the scriptures, to trust in him and to trust and understand that he's my refuge when things are going bad, when things are going wrong. So whatever it is you're struggling with today, I know a lot of you are addicted to certain things that aren't healthy, or an addiction to anything is not healthy. But it might be those common addictions of pornography or alcohol, you know, or vanity. I know many people are addicted to that. Idolization of certain things, putting things before Yahweh. And the thing is, we could say, well, just we're going to stop doing that. But it's not that easy, because an addiction took time to create. And the enemy knows your weaknesses. But our Creator is your strength. And we need to know and discover, well, what is the source of this? Why do we, whether it's the alcohol or the vanity or the pride or whatever we're addicted to, why do we run to these things? And we need to pray to our Creator to help us understand our weaknesses and overcome them. Understand and overcome. But to do that, we need to really, truly be honest with Yahweh and pour our hearts out to him. We need to be honest with ourselves. And we need to be honest with him. Pour your heart out to him. And this is what prayer is about. You know, we come together on my channel here in corporate prayer, coming together to lift one another up. But to have that time of personal prayer with our Creator. and talking to him about these things. I can't, it says in the scriptures, repentance brings refreshing. Well, it's also refreshing to understand when our Creator says, why worry about the things that have happened and why you can't change the things of the future. Just concern, be concerned with this moment. And yes, we need to plan for the future. We need to repent for the past. But I can't tell you what joy it gives me to have learned to say in sometimes is in Yahweh's hands now. That's not putting the responsibility on him. That's understanding that I have certain capabilities to a limit and I can't do all things, you know, and now it's up to him, you know, but we need to know that he wants us to talk to him and come to him on a regular basis. Psalms 91 verse 15 says, when they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will be with them in trouble. It's not saying they won't have trouble. He says, I will be with them in trouble. You know, and then it says, call on me in the day of trouble. So we go to Psalms 50, 15. Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you and I will honor you. So he says, he'll be with us to call on him and he'll deliver us. We get that. Psalms 145, 18 says, Yahweh is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That's why we must understand that he's our refuge and we must run to him and call on him and cry out to him with all our heart. You know, cry out to him. It says in Psalms 34, 17 and 18, the righteous cry out and Yahweh hears them and delivers them from their troubles. So he's close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. So it says he'll be with you in trouble. It says he will deliver you. He said, call on him. You know, James gives us a great reminder in James 5:13. Is anyone among you suffering? Then he must pray. Is anyone cheerful? He is to sing praises. And our Creator wants us to be cheerful in this day and in all these times of trouble and all the things that take place in our lives and all the things that are going on. He wants us to praise him, to praise him and thank him for just to trust in him. How many of you are willing and able to trust him today? Some of you are going through a divorce. Some of you are suffering from a disease. Some of you are on the brink of bankruptcy. I know some of you are about to get kicked out of your houses and your apartments because you can't pay your bills. Some of you have got a report from the doctors that you have a disease or a loved one is have the disease. Some of you have so much emotional stress that you're physically suffering. You know, there's so many trials that we have, you know, but we need to seek and search and find Yahweh at these moments, you know, and just know what it says and to find that to a place of hope that he offers us. We need to do that. It says in Proverbs 11:8, the ones that believe in Yah are rescued from trouble. It falls on the wicked instead. That's what Yahweh does. He could take our troubles away instantly. If he created everything by speaking one word, he can take things away instantly. And if you think for one moment that he's not concerned or know or care about your situation, you need to reevaluate what you know about him. No one is insignificant to him. It's his creation. He wants us all to persevere and so-called win the race. you know, but he also wants us to understand his word is his word. And he tells us to seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be given to us. So he tells us in the scriptures clearly, do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry itself about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. But he's telling us these things for a reason. As he gives us in John 16, he says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And that's where we need to find ourselves, in a place of comfort, the understanding that Yahweh is there for us. He wants to comfort us in our troubles. And he wants us to comfort others of those in trouble. And to understand the example he's setting for us. So I pray that those of you that are suffering, going through hard times, maybe have somebody near you that you can talk to, that can help you. This is one of the reasons why I open up to morning prayer here for all of us to get on here and speak to him together at the same time, and to try to figure these things out and get these things and understand these things. Praise our Creator for this wonderful, blessed time he brings us. Thank you, Father, for your healing touch on your people. You know, but we must persevere. We must persevere. And we must trust in this. Psalm 34:6 says, this poor man cried, and Yahweh heard him and saved him from all his troubles. Not some, but all of his troubles. Some of you that watch my YouTube channel or listen to me on a radio, that this sounds familiar. I've heard this before. You know, it's in the scriptures, but I've spoken about this a lot. Because to me, this is the most important thing that we need to hear on a regular basis. We need to trust and understand who Yeshua was and where we're going and our investment in his kingdom to come. But we need to be reminded on a daily basis that troubles are part of life. But the answer is Yahweh as our refuge. You know, and finding him. You know, so we need to pray about these things. And I walk you through different prayers and things we go through. And sometimes we discuss this and whether it's fear or anxiety or self-doubt or revenge or any of these negative things that are not of Yahweh, but of the enemy. You know, what it comes down to is we need to get to a place where we understand who he is and just slow down. That's why I love getting up early. It's less things going on. You can slow down and focus and understand. Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am Yahweh. I will be honored by every nation, and I will be honored throughout the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we go through trials and tribulations in our lives, and there's different reasons why these things might happen. But Yahweh has his plan for us. And sometimes those trials are going to help us to persevere. You know, as it says in James 1 verse 12, Yahweh blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that Yahweh has promised to those who love him. This isn't some motivational speech, folks. This is Yahweh's word showing us we can overcome these trials, but we have to be patient and persevere and not let the enemy get to us. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So I'm calling on you all today not to give up with everything that's happening and everything you're going through. Don't give up. Don't give up hope. Don't give up your in Yahweh. You know, it's not in you, it's in him. Hebrews 10 talked about, do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of Yahweh, you will receive what he promised. And what did he promise? He promised that he would deliver us from our troubles. That's what he told us. And we don't know why and the reasons why all the time that we go through certain things. But if we believe in the word and we watch the word, we do know that it says he has a plan for us that's good and for not disaster, to give us a future and a hope. That's his plan for us. And he tells us in wisdom, in the book of Wisdom 3, verse 5 and 6, to trust in him with all our heart, to not depend on our own understanding and seeking his will. And his will is in his Torah, in his word, and his guidance. And he will show us which path to take. Many of you pray what path to take, whether I'm healing from an illness or I'm going through a relationship issue, whatever. What path should we take? What should we do? But it talks right there in the scriptures. Seek his will and he'll show you his way. You know, so no matter what it is you're suffering from, you know, we have to understand that our Creator wants us to humbly come to him, entrusting him, and not become proud in our track record of getting through life with all the big things we had and the prideful acclamations we might claim because of our own good and the things we've done. No, but to trust and understand that everything or anything you have that's considered good, or that's good for you, has not come from your work or from your own mind or from the things you've done. It all comes from our Creator. But the scriptures also say he giveth and he taketh away. 2 Corinthians 12:7 says, even though I have received such wonderful revelations from Yahweh, so to keep me from becoming proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. Wow. I know so many people that are going through hard times and cursing Yahweh. Then we look at Paul's attitude towards going through trouble. Just that grateful, humble attitude. Yahweh's doing this to me so I don't get too proud, so I don't forget he's my refuge. So we need to humbly come to him and understand and accept that, you know, sometimes he's going to discipline us, not because he hates us, but because he loves us. He wants us to be dependent on him, especially during those times of trouble. Not for ourselves to get out of these situations, but him. He says, I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them, I will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. We need him, but we need to come to him in prayer. And we need to pray to him as our first love. We need to always come to him first. That's what he wants. That's what he desires for us. And understand, sometimes something might happen and we don't understand why. We may get a little fender bender, but maybe right around the corner was a major accident he's protecting us from. We have to trust that he's there trying to help us, stopping us from our folly. Remember what happened when was it Balaam or Balaam? No, Balaam, when with the donkey. The donkey was, you know, saw the angel on the road and was trying to stop him from going there. Got to remember, sometimes Yah's gonna do certain things and we don't know why, but we got to trust him and he'll help us. You know, so understand that's where understanding and growth comes from, in trusting him. You know, Philippians 1:6 says, I am certain that Yahweh, who began a good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on a day when Yeshua returns. Think about that. If you're going through troubles and struggles right now, read Philippians 1:6. Write it down. Write it down every day until you pass this situation in your life or this this event that's going on that's troubling you. I am certain that Yahweh, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Yeshua returns. Hallelujah. Write that down. And let that bless you. You know, and he calls us to be imitators of him and to develop such a reliance on him. That's what, when we get out of that, again, you know, that's what makes us wiser and stronger. And you know, he says the faith of those that don't see is amazing. Many people can believe because they see his hand, but that means his hand is working. And yes, to have faith without seeing is a wonderful thing. But how can you not have faith with seeing? He's there in your troubles. You remember that poem, A Set of Footprints? My mother, who's not even a believer, had that poem on a wall for a very long time when I was growing up as a child. And I'll never forget it. Two sets of footprints. But when troubles came, there was only one set of footprints. And the man, when he finally got to meet a wonderful creator, said to him, Yahweh, how come when I look back on my life, I always seen two sets of footprints knowing you were with me? But during those hard times, during those troubles, I only saw one set of footprints. Why did you leave me during those times? And the answer in that poem of footprints was, my son, I didn't leave you. The reason why you only saw one set of footprints was because I was carrying you. Wow. Wow. And what an amazing example of what Yahweh does for us. And we need to be thankful for him. And we need to always understand that he's in control of our lives. It's not up to us. He's in control. You know, and some people say, you know, we got to make the right decisions. Or we got to do the right thing. It says clearly in the scripture what the answer is. Let me tell you this. Your walk with our Creator is not a mystery. Thank you for listening to today's program. This is part of the program. You can listen to the full program on my YouTube page at Torah Life Ministries. And I thank you for listening to this radio station and for listening to this program. And thank you for your prayers and your support for this ministry. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Please join with me in this Election Day prayer for 2024. Father God, we thank you for the veterans who have fought to make the United States free. We ask you to watch over every election, local, state, and federal. We bind all forms of ungodliness. We loose godliness and righteousness over every election and issues. Give the voters the mind of Christ. In Florida, open voters' eyes to vote no to protect life. In Jesus Yeshua's name, concerned Christians, thank you.